Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more on the California shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is saying authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. David Bowditch, the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department to determine if the agency systematically violated the Constitution.
We will examine a number of issues related to the Chicago Police Department's use of force, including its use of deadly force, racial, ethnic, and other disparities in its use of force, and accountability mechanisms.
The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Hussein Mohamed Barre told VOA's Somali service the man surrendered to officials and African Union troops in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's lower Shabelle region. Town District Commissioner Barre did not disclose the man's name, but said he declared himself to be a U.S. citizen. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the opposition, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 46. This is VOA News. France's National Front Party has emerged victorious in the first round of voting in France's regional elections. It secured nearly 1 in 3 votes and got the biggest share in 6 out of France's 13 regions. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The first political test for France since the attacks, and the National Front under Marine Le Pen has emerged as the clear winner. She said the results showed the old political world is crumbling.
Le Front National est le seul front véritablement républicain.
She said the National Front is the only truly Republican force because it is the only one to defend the nation and its sovereignty. The final result will be decided in a second round where voters may rally to the main centrist parties. Henry Ridgewell, London.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing follows talks between the two leaders. Biden also said the U.S. stands firm with the people of Ukraine in the face of what he called continued aggression by Russia and Russia-backed separatists. A U.N. envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin December 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the exiled government and Houthi rebels have committed to participating in negotiations in Switzerland next week. Loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh are also expected to attend the meeting. The U.S. military says recent airstrikes have killed 2 militant leaders in Africa. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abdirahim Samhare, a senior leader of the militant group Al-Shabaab, as well as 2 of his associates. The Pentagon also said the U.S. has confirmed that an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil, the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since nearly 2009. The Brent crude closing was just above $40 a barrel. The decline follows Friday's meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, where the 13 members announced no agreement to limit production. The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 million people in 37 different regions and countries next year. The agencies said Monday that Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen are the countries where the needs are greatest. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.